Now, I changed my mind about not having any of Christiane's story when I realized that I was missing out on some very important insights from Alice. My son got a toy, a new toy that had this, has this dictate thing, and I was trying to make it work, and it's hard because they're in his machine too. Must have tried 3 or 4 times. Each time they left huge chunks out. Last time my son actually sort of stood there and watched to see if it was actually, you know, it still left some of the most important insights from Alice out. But we got enough in there so that I can fill in the blanks a lot easier. So pardon the roughness of the excerpt from Christiane F., but I'm planning to update it or correct it eventually, sooner rather than later. Turning to Alice, our Alice Miller readings. Becoming dependent on an absurd, and she uses that word as we might use irrational. Becoming dependent on an absurd compulsion is likewise comprehensible in terms of the addict's previous history. Since dependence has typified his entire previous life, he's hardly aware of it as such. A 24-year-old woman who's been addicted to heroin since age 16 appears on TV and explains that she supports her habit by means of prostitution and has to take drugs to be able to, quote unquote, put up with those animals. She makes a very sincere impression. And we can appreciate and sympathize with everything she says. Only the matter-of-factness with which she regards this vicious circle as the only possible way of life for her puzzles us. This woman obviously cannot imagine a different life, free of her addiction, because she's never known anything like a free decision. The only life she's ever known has been one dominated by a destructive compulsion. And this is why she is unable to grasp the absurdity of such a path. It will not surprise us to learn that she continues to idealize both parents, as is frequently the case with drug addicts. She feels guilty for being so weak, for disappointing and disgracing her parents. She also says society is to blame, which of course cannot be denied. But the real predicament, the conflict between her search for her true self and the necessity of adapting to the needs of her parents, cannot be recognized as long as she continues to protect her parents from self-reproach. The concrete example of Christiane F.'s life story, can help us to understand this predicament. And that was the introduction to Christiane's story, the ending, the last section of the introduction. And what follows is an excerpt from the chapter itself, after which we'll leap ahead to the concluding comments in For Your Own Good, which include important insights for our current process, particularly when considered in conjunction with Proudhon's, likewise, incisive analysis. So here is an excerpt from the chapter, The Search for the Self and Self-Destruction Through Drugs, The Life of Christiane F. Christiane, who is beaten often by her father for reasons she does not understand, finally begins to act in ways that give her father, quote unquote, good reason to beat her. By so doing, she improves his character by making an unjust and unpredictable father into one who at least punishes justly. This is the only way she has to rescue the image of a father she loves and idealizes. She also begins to provoke other men and turn them into punitive fathers. First, the building superintendent, then her teachers, and finally, during her drug addiction, the police. In this way, she can shift the conflict with her father onto other people. Because Christiane cannot talk with her father about their conflicts or settle them with him, she relegates her fundamental hatred for him to her unconscious, directing her hostility against surrogate male authority figures. Eventually, all the child's bottled up rage at being humiliated, deprived of respect, misunderstood, and left alone is turned against herself in the form of addiction. As time goes by, Christiane does to herself what her father had done to her earlier. She systematically destroys her self-respect, manipulates her feelings with the use of drugs, condemns herself to speechlessness, this highly articulate child, and isolation, and in the end, ruins body as well as soul. When I read Christiane's account of her childhood, I sometimes was reminded of descriptions of life in a concentration camp. The following things are two examples.